Well, the main effects, I would say, first of all, it spells the end for the Clement Attlee government. So the post-war Labour government, often associated with the expansion of the welfare state. In the middle of 1951, it loses the election, the Labour government, and it challenges because the Korean War had sort of challenged their agenda. They start spending a lot more on rearmament and on the military than on these sort of welfare state visions. So, for example, Nye Bevan, the famous health secretary who began the NHS, he resigns during the Korean War because prescription charges are brought in for the first time and to cover false teeth and spectacles in order to raise sufficient funds to rearm the military to the level it needs to be. So it does spell the end for the Attlee government. Churchill is re-elected in 1951. And he proceeds in some ways quite similar way, but in other ways, he was a wartime prime minister and he has found another war to this extent. The other effects, I would say, on Britain through the Korean War was that it revealed some of the complexities in the UK's relationships at this time. So, for example, with the United States, Britain is very much a junior partner to the United States, and with the Commonwealth. This is where there is a Commonwealth division in the Korean War. But, again, Britain is renegotiating some of those relationships. This is different from the Commonwealth's support of the First and the Second World Wars. And the United Nations. Again, Britain needs to find its where it stands on collective action with the United Nations. On a sadder note, the impact of the Korean War led to the death of over 1,000 British servicemen. Others were wounded or affected by the war for the rest of their lives. Particularly, over 1,000 prisoners of war were taken during the Korean War, and many of them, it had an impact on both their physical and their mental health. Carrying on. For others, it didn't have, you know, it was something that they lived through and they've written about or spoken about, but they were able to sort of compartmentalise it, but not everybody. And to some extent, I would say that the Korean War is an important turning point in the history of anti-war opposition in the country. So I mentioned Monica Felton, but there are all sorts of other people for whom the Korean War is the first instance of anti-Cold War sentiment. You know, this is the prospect of nuclear war is becoming, you know, becoming more real. So even though CND, Campaign for Nuclear Disarmament, they don't march for the first time until 1958, many people are starting to adopt an anti-nuclear stance during the Korean War. So it's an important moment for that kind of opposition as well within Britain.